Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we look at Treasury Decision 9874. It is a regulation from the Treasury in 2019. This decision finalized the first set of rules for bonus depreciation under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 and answered key questions about which property qualifies for full first-year bonus depreciation. It also set the timing rules for when property counts as newly acquired, and it explained how taxpayers can choose to opt out of bonus or pick a different rate. Let me explain how it works. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act let businesses deduct the full cost of certain new and used property in the first year, but the IRS needed clear rules to decide what counts as qualified property. Treasury Decision 9874 filled that gap. It said used property can qualify if it was not already used by the same taxpayer. It also said property bought under a contract signed before September 28, 2017 might not qualify under the new rules. The regulation covers three main parts. First, it lists what counts as qualified property. This includes new or used assets with a recovery period of 20 years or less. Second, it gives timing rules. For example, if a building is self-constructed, the placed in-service date matters for bonus eligibility. Third, it explains how to make elections. Taxpayers can choose to take 50% bonus instead of the full first-year amount, or they can opt out of bonus for certain types of property. This regulation shows up in every cost segregation study for property placed in service after September 27, 2017. The study must check if each identified component meets the qualified property rules. If a client bought property under a contract signed before September 28, 2017, the binding contract rule in this decision might block bonus. A good study flags this and adjusts the analysis. What this decision does not mean is that it is the final word. A later Treasury decision added more rules about components and elections, but the core rules for bonus depreciation still apply. Also, even if property meets the qualified rules, its classification as personal property or structural component is a separate analysis. That depends on other rules in core cases. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets meet the qualified rules in this decision, review the legal analysis section of your report.